Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parasha Vayachal. And he caused them to gather. Week 22, First Aliyah. And it says, 6 days work shall be done, but on the seventh day you shall have a Sabbath of solemn rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on it shall be put to death. Exodus 35, verse 2. What is melacha? There are two main words in Hebrew translated as work. Melacha in avodah. The prohibition for Shabbat is to do a melacha, not avodah. Then, in order to know what is forbidden to do in Shabbat, it is necessary to define what melacha is. And since the word melacha is found as a summary of all the work of creation, Genesis 2:3, the term can be understood as all kind of creative work, anything that intervenes in the creation. And since the same word is also found in the texts that speak about the tabernacle's construction, the sages of Israel related melacha with everything that has to do with the building of the tabernacle. From there stem the 39 general types of work that are forbidden for Sabbath. Sow, plow, harvest, bind weaves, thresh, separate chaff, weed, grind, sift, knead, prepare, shear sheep, wash wool, fluff it, dye it, spin it, weave, make two strings, sew two threads, separate two threads, tie knots, untie knots, make two seams, tear something apart to make two seams, hunt deer, kill it, flay it, salt it, tan the hide, polish it, cut it, write two letters, erase something to write two letters, build up, tear down, put out a fire, light a fire, hammer, carry an object between two fixed points. Beloved disciple of Yeshua, our rabbi never defiled Shabbat. Let's follow his example as it is written in 1 John 2:6. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Shavua Tov and Shalom.